Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Tetz, and we are starting near the top with Halacha Vav. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Batsi Biyakam Moshe Hernish Amash Shehav and Aliyah. Now the previous mishnah we had said Ein Bein. There's no difference between the first and second Adar except for fill in the blank. Now that first Ein Bein starts a whole bunch of other Ein Beins. So we have next two in the mishnah Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos El Oichel Nefesh Bavad. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Oichel Nefesh. We know that on Yom Tov it's permitted to do certain malachas in regards to food preparation. Another one Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim El Shazaz Adon Midei Adam Vizez. Don't be kareis. There's no difference in Shabbos Yom Kippur except for this one's zadon, meaning if a person was over something bemazed on purpose, so his punishment is bidei adam by people. That's on Shabbos. A person's going to get misa bidei adam. Bezin will give him misa. Or Yom Kippur, if someone's over bemazed, so he's chayiv kareis, and that comes from Shemayim. Says the Gemara Tani B'Shem Reb Yehuda. We have a brisa in the name of Reb Yehuda. Af machshirei echol nefesh etiru. Even machshirei echol nefesh is mutter. Not echol nefesh itself, meaning not just cooking, for example, or shechita, as we know, is brought up many times in the Gemara as being permitted on Yom Tov because that's for food preparation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's something that you need to do in order to be able to prepare food, that also is permitted on Yom Tov. As the Gemara Mabe Nehon, so practically what's the difference between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Chisda Amar, he says, L'chadid Rosh Shal Shpud B'Nehon. The difference is sharpening the tip of a spit. You take a spit and stick it into meat and then roast that over the fire. So according to the Chum, that's not permitted because that's machshirei echol nefesh. That's not actual food itself. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is permitted to sharpen the spit. Whereas Chani Rebo Amar, he says, L'hoitzi Eish Mona Eitzim B'Nehon. The difference is to be able to take fire out from wood. In other words, to be able to start a brand new fire, not add wood to an existing fire. It's starting a brand new fire from scratch. That's a machloikes, because that's machshirei echol nefesh. Now, Tani Reb Yehuda Bar Pazi, the Bar Deloya, Reb Yehuda Bar Pazi from Bar Deloya teaches, hu hadavar, this is it. As a Gemara Mahu, hu hadavar, what does that mean? Hu hadavar, l'chadid rosh shel shpud hu hadavar, oy l'hoitzi ish min avanim hu hadavar. What's Reb Yehuda Bar Pazi trying to say is the thing that they argue about? Is it the first or the second? Sharpening the tip of the spit or fire? And the answer is, l'schayel kadav. We only know from the following. We have a mishnah that tells us, one is not allowed to sharpen a knife with a regular sharpener. One is allowed to rub it against another knife. So if you have two knives, if you rub them against each other, that will help sharpen it. And that's why one can sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. And Rav Chizda says, this is Shitas Reb Yehuda, who allows machshirei echol nefesh. However, Amar Reb Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, that's proper gear, so not de Amar, but Amar Reb Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, divrei akol hi. Really, this is according to everybody, because this rubbing a knife one on top of another is not referring to sharpening, rather, kidei la'aver sham nunis shaleh, is just a way to get off the fat which is stuck on the knife, so one knife could be rubbed on the other one to take off that fat. And according to everybody, that's not an issue because that's not sharpening at all. It's really just a way of cleaning the knife. Bottom line is, what do we see that they're arguing about regarding sharpening a knife? As it must be that that's what Hu Adavar is referring to, then that would be the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds machshirei echol nefesh is permitted, and the example that they're arguing about is sharpening a knife, and the Chachamim hold that it's not. We continue, and now the Gemara where it says Kol Eilu B'Yom Tov Ein Tzarich L'Omer B'Shabbos is actually the continuation of a mishnah that we have. The mishnah Maseches Beitza tells us all of a whole bunch of different things on Yom Tov. Some are rishos, some are mitzvahs, some are drabanans. And then it says this line, Kol Eilu B'Yom Tov Ein Tzarich L'Omer B'Shabbos. All these things that we just mentioned in the Mishnah is regarding Yom Tov, and for sure we don't even have to say that these all apply to Shabbos. And then the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. El Oichel Nefesh Bavad. And that's the same quote of our Mishnah that we have over here. Something more asked, Elaine Inin, are these the only differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Oichel Nefesh V'Ha'is L'Chachironin. There's many other things that there's differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. For example, Skila B'Shabbos and Skila B'Yom Tov, Karis B'Shabbos and Karis B'Yom Tov. If a person's over Shabbos bemazed with Adim and Hasra and warning, he's going to get Skila, but not on Yom Tov, and also by Shabbos. If a person's over Shabbos bemazed without Adim and Hasra, he's going to get Karis, but not on Yom Tov, and Makas B'Yom Tov and Makas B'Shabbos. If a person's over Yom Tov, he's going to get Makas, but he won't get that for being over Shabbos. So that's some pretty clear differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why wasn't that said in the Mishnah? So Gemara Tesvam based on top gives a partial answer, but continues asking, if you want to say that no, the Mishnah is really talking about Isser and Heter, then in regards to Isser and Heter, there's no differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Namely, everything that's Asr on Shabbos is Asr on Yom Tov, except for Eichel Nefesh, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, not in regards to the punishment that one's going to get for being Iver Shabbos or Yom Tov. Well, we still have a problem with that, because Vatanin, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Mashchilin Peres Derech Haruv B'Yom Tov Avolay B'Shabbos, that if a person has fruit drying on their roof, and they're afraid that it's going to rain and all that fruit's going to get ruined, so one's allowed to take this fruit and lower it through a skylight. That's what an aruba is. He could lower it into his house through a skylight, only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And this has nothing to do with Eichel Nefesh. It's not regarding food, even though we happen to be dealing with food. This is because of Tircha, that we allow Tircha Yaseira on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. So that's a pretty big difference, which should have been listed in the Mishnah. And V'Aydmin Adal, also from the following, Sheikhin Atze B'Samim L'Mila B'Yom Tov, Avoloi B'Shabbos. They're Atze B'Samim. There's certain types of B'Samim, certain types of spices that they would grind and use to help heal a Mila. That's allowed to be ground on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. And our Yosef Rishon says, V'hu Shemal. That's only if the Mila actually happened. They're not allowed to be ground before the Mila. But either which way, we see that there's a clear difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov over here as well. And Va'odimina Adah also from the following. Detani, we have Braisa, Maitu Chamler Meir, Chamma Gridra Meir, Bechai Samas Shebekarka, with seals that are attached to the ground. This is specifically referring to when we have something in the ground, maybe a pit or a cave or something, and it has a door to it, and that door is connected by way of a rope. And the person needs to open the door in order to be able to get food that's there. However, the rope is knotted and he's not able to. So Chamma Gridra Meir, with these Chai Samas that are connected to the ground, Shemafakfakin, he could shake the rope, Umafkin, and unravel it, Umatirin, or untie it, Rechotchin, or even cut it, and all that's permitted in Yom Tov. Now, B'Shabbos, Mefakfakin, one can only shake the rope to try to undo it, Avoloi Mafkin, but can't unravel the rope, Vloimatirin, he can't untie a knot, Vlechotchin, and he can't cut it. So here also we see a clear difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and also B'Kalim, in regards to regular Kalim, not something that's connected to the ground, just a plain Kli, B'Shabbos Mutter, and Ein Tzarich Lohen B'Yom Tov, even on Shabbos, he's allowed to do whatever is necessary in order to get whatever's inside the Kli. He could even cut the rope or break it, and we don't even have to say that's much on Yom Tov. That's because we say that Ein Binyan Usir B'Kalim, that there's no din of building or dismantling with Kalim. There's no problem with it, so that's when Shabbos is permitted. Bottom line is, we see there's another difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov that doesn't have to do with Eichel Nefesh, and so we conclude with all these questions. How could our Mishnah say that Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov Ella Eichel Nefesh? We see there's actually many differences. And we continue. The Mishnah had said, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim Ella Shezezu Doim B'Adam V'Zezu Doim B'Karis. Says the Gemara, Habitash Shlumin Shneim Shavin. That's mashma. In regards to payment, both of them are the same. What does that mean in regards to payment? So this is a din called Kamle Bidrab Mine. We establish him with that is more chamer. In other words, if a person is over something on Shabbos, they technically be chayv two things for. For example, he burned his friend's pile of wheat down. So he's chayv for burning something on Shabbos, and he's also chayv tashlumen. He's chayv payment to his friend because he burned down his pile. So the din of Kamle Bidrab Mine tells us that we're only mechayv the person the more chamer of the two. And since obviously the more chamer of the two is Misa, because over an Isser Dairaisa of lighting a fire on Shabbos, turns out that he's actually not chayv to pay for that which he burnt down. And that's what the Gemara just told us now, that b'tashlumin shneim shavin, then in regards to payment, meaning the din of kamalei midrab mineh, they're both equal. So it'd be the same thing with Yom Kippur, if a person was over Yom Kippur in a way that he would be A, chayv kares, and B, chayv payment, we say he's not chayv to payment, because kares is much more chamer. Now we clarify, masisa d'Rav Nachman ben Akana. The Mishnah must be like Rav Nachman ben Akana. The time we have a brass from Rav Nachman ben Akana, Omer, he tells us, Yom Kippur k'shabbos b'tashlumin, Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos in regards to payment. Now Rav Nachman, he tells us slightly differently, the situations that a person is chayv kares in, that's just like a situation that a person is chayv mises bezdin in. So the Gemara asks, Ma nafik ben Eihain, what would be a practical difference between the way Rabbi Nachman ben Akana and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya worded it? They both seem to be agreeing in regards to Shabbos Yom Kippur, but they worded it differently. So Ba'acham Shem Ravuna, he says, Naro nida ben Eihain, the difference would be by Naro nida, we'll explain this in just a moment. Raman Omar, he says, Afachas ishte ben Eihain, even Achas ishte would be a difference. What does this mean? So this is referring to a Nara, a young girl who's usually in between 12 and 12 and a half years old. The Torah tells us if somebody's ma'anasar, he's chayv to pay 50 shkalim. Now what about if this Nara was also a Nida? We know that if a person's by a Nida, he's chayv kares. So here's a situation where he's ma'anis a Nara who's also a Nida. So it means he's ma'anasar kares and technically has a chiv tashlumin both at the same time. Ramana is also making another suggestion that it doesn't have to be that she's a Nara Nida. It could be that she's a Nara who's a chayz ishtay, the sister of his wife. We know the person has an isser to be with his sister-in-law. And let's say he is. When she's a Nara, there would be the same discussion. So what's the difference? I'll die to Rav Nachman ben Akana. According to Rav Nachman ben Akana, he would say, Ma Shabbos ain lo heter acher yisura, af Yom Kippurim ain lo heter acher yisura. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are both the same thing, that there's no heter after their iser. There's no heter for breaking Shabbos, there's no heter for breaking Yom Kippur, obviously unless it's Pekuach Nefesh, but we're not talking about the situation. Standard classic case, there's no heter for Shabbos or for Yom Kippur, so we would say Kamli B'Ramine in basically all situations. However, Eilu, with these situations, Nara Nida or Nara Chais Ishtai, Hayol V'Yeshlan heter acher yisuron Meshalim. Since there is a heter after their iser, so the person would have to pay, because a Nara Nida, once she becomes not a Nida anymore, which is after a couple days, and then she would go to the mikvah, so then she would only have the status of a Nara. That's what we call heter acher yisura, as a person would be chayv to pay. And it's the same thing with the chayz ishtai, that if the person's wife dies, now he would be able to marry his wife's sister, and that's what we're calling heter acher yisura. Therefore, the chiv of tashlumin doesn't fall off. And again, this is according to Rav Nachman ben Akana, that's specifically compared Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Since these cases don't have to do with Yom Kippur or Shabbos, therefore tashlumin would have to be made. However, I'll tell you, according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, who's only compares kares to chayv yisus bezdin, and doesn't specifically say Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so here we see it's the same din. Ma Shabbos yesh ba kares, av Yom Kippur yesh ba kares. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are similar, that they both have a din of kares if a person's over them. And ve'elu, these cases we just mentioned, they're the same thing. Hayol v'yesh ben kares, ein mishalim. Since there are situations of kares, the person doesn't have to pay. So that's those situations. We now move on to a similar discussion. Reader Pasi Omar, he asks as follows: Ma kais v'kares, ma amrinan ba ilin tanoya. What would these tanoim say about makas and kares? Up until now we've been discussing situations of tashlumen and kares. But what about makas and kares? A person's over something that he could technically technically be chayiv both karis and makos for? Do they say that there's a patur since he's chayiv karis, he doesn't get makos, or maybe not? And Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeinu says, you're right, srichel rabbanon, this is a question the rabbanon. However, Rabbeinu comes along and asks, why not learn from what Rishim Rechai said? Rishim Rechai teaches, the Rabtarfin says, Nemar Karis b'Shabbos, and Nemar Karis b'Yom Kippurim, it says Karis in regards to Shabbos, and Karis in regards to Yom Kippur, both of these, one could be Chayiv Karis for being over, and they would say as follows, Ma Karis Shenem b'Shabbos, just like in regards to the Karis by Shabbos, Ein Makos Eitzel Misa, that's the proper Girsa, there's no Makos by the Misa of Shabbos, why not? That's because it's called Alav Anitein Lazharis Mises Bezdin, versus Iver Alav B'Shagig, which had he done it b'mezid with Eitim and Asra, he would be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. So based off of Joshua, we know that person's not going to get Malkus for that. So Av Karis Shenem b'Yom Kippurim, Ein Makos Eitzel Karis. So to Karis that said by Yom Kippur, we should say that there's no Makos by that Karis. And that's because since we're learning Yom Kippur from Shabbos, and as we just said, Shabbos has a Patur for Malkus, so Yom Kippur should also have a Patur for Malkus. And we're stopping for the day, which is really right in the middle. So yeah, I'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.